Deputy Fire Marshal William Bounce here from the City of Bryan. We won't get to talk 2 weeks from now because it's Turkey Day.
That's right. Exactly 2 weeks from today, it's Turkey Day.
Which is why we're talking about Turkey Day now.
That's right. It's that time again. And we want to talk about Thanksgiving Day because it's a big family gathering holiday. Lots of families get together, do lots of cooking, lots of eating. But it's also, in 2013, was a leading day for home cooking fires. And so we definitely want to talk about safety in the kitchen.
Other than going out to eat, what's safer than that?
I think that's the safest thing to do. But if we're going to cook at home, there is some things we can do to avert tragedy, to plan ahead and make sure that we don't create a situation that can lead to a problem. Several different websites that I'm going to name at the end that you can go and read a lot of really good tips about cooking and other safety features of the season. But the one we want to start with is attended cooking. And the reason why is because that's the highest cause of cooking fires is unattended cooking. Stepping away and not having somebody watching the pot or timers, something that's keeping control of that situation while you're gone. And we see this all the time in all kinds of kitchen fires that we respond to where they only stepped away for a second that turned into a little bit more than that to catch a phone call or something, and it just took them away from that and nobody was watching.
Well, and you mentioned to take a phone call. It used to be, yeah, you had to go to the phone and a corded call, but you could be just as distracted maybe being in front of the stove and you're on your cell phone.
Well, yes, and especially if you have a whole bunch of people there and a bunch of noise and you go to step into another room so you can hear, and then we've had situations like that happen where they stepped outside or they stepped in another room and they were gone longer than they thought they were going to be gone, and then we had a kitchen on fire. The other thing that can really cause a problem for you is kids. If we're going to have a big gathering, we need to make sure that as the adults of the group that we kind of plan ahead and have somebody that's going to be keeping the kids going and not having them play in the kitchen, because them underfoot can cause them to get injured by pots and pans, stuff spilling. It can also cause accidents while people are cooking. And so we want to keep them out of that area. We want that to be a no zone for the young children, the kitchen. So you may need to have some people who are going to do things with the kids while everybody's there so that they have something to do away from the kitchen.
Visiting with Deputy Fire Marshal William Bounce, City of Bryan, and do we move outdoors now?
Well, we can move outdoors. I did want to say one thing about something I picked up on that I hadn't mentioned some years before, but choking is a big thing for seniors. The statistics are showing that the seniors are the ones most likely choke on food. And since we're going to be supplying a big meal, I want to mention that, you know, Red Cross and other organizations like that give training classes that are usually fairly reasonable in price and on weekends and such as that, so that people can get trained up how to deal with situations like CPR and choking and take care of the problem if a problem comes up. But seniors are the leading ones that choke on food. But moving outside, we're going to move outside because that's where the turkey fryer should be. The turkey fryer should not be inside, and it should not be in the garage, and it should not be anywhere that it's
You shouldn't move it underneath something if it's raining.
Right. You get it too close, and you're going to have a problem. UL has refused to approve of any turkey fryer because of the hazards connected to it that cannot be, you know, eradicated. And so there is no UL-approved turkey fryer. So it's very, very important that if you are going to use a turkey fryer, that you follow the manufacturer's instructions very closely. Follow all the things they tell you to do with it and be very, very careful with it. There's a bunch of really great YouTube videos out there that show all the things that can go wrong with a turkey fryer. Another thing I want to mention, because it's coming up, because we use them a lot in Thanksgiving and we use them a lot at Christmas, is candles. We want to be very careful that the kids can't get to them. We want to be very careful that we have them on some sort of dish that is non-combustible and that they're not set on a combustible surface. And we want to make sure we blow them out if we're not going to be around. We do get a lot of candle fires. And there's just really no reason not to prevent these things so that we can have a really great holiday season without these kind of tragedies being the memory we have.
But it all goes back to reducing the distractions, and that's awfully difficult to do, especially when you have a large gathering.
That is. So it takes some planning. It, you know, if you have a big birthday party, you're going to plan it. Well, plan Thanksgiving. You know, make sure that certain people are going to play with the kids and that other people are going to be watching what's going on. And if you have one person cooking, have a backup cook so that if you need to leave the room, they can take over watching. Use liberal use of timers on everything so that you know when things are supposed to be ready. Do these kind of things to help keep that supervision up, which is going to prevent a lot of accidents.
And you made a reference to Christmas. Let's give a quick reminder or two, because that'll be the weekend that many will be pulling out Christmas lights and start doing their decorating.
Right. And Christmas, we're going to talk about it a lot more afterwards, but the one thing I can tell you to start with, since you're going to be pulling out the Christmas lights and the Christmas decorations, is to start with a close inspection of the stuff you already have. Closely inspect it. If there's any damage to it, then you want to replace it. Don't keep using it. There's a time when its service life is over and it needs to be replaced. But that would be what I'd be doing the day after Thanksgiving when we pull all the lights out and we get ready to put the tree up and all of this kind of thing. The first thing to do is inspect what you have. If it's not in good shape, let it go. Get some new stuff.
And we'll talk more about that the next time we visit.
Thank you very much.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes, City of Bryan, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.